855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that you'd like. As we launch here into the third hour of the program, we're talking about diamonds. And in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Marcus.
And Mark.
Diamonds are BS is essentially the summary of this detailed Business Insider piece that really gets into to the real nitty-gritty as to why diamonds are essentially a sham, and you've been snookered. You've been fooled by a brilliant marketing program and a brilliant business plan that involves essentially controlling all the sources of naturally originating diamonds in the world, which is, of course, what De Beers is up to. Now, we're going to continue this story here, again, from businessinsider.com. So they point out that diamonds are not investments, and if you're just tuning in, just to recap that concept, you're buying something at retail that is marked up by a keystone. Now, Mark, we actually looked up during the break what keystone means. According to about.com, you were correct. It does mean doubling the wholesale price. But this article also suggests it could mean 100 to 200% on top. Anyway, I guess, if you're getting at least a keystone on these diamonds at retail. Maybe
I don't
even
know
twice
that's necessarily the truth that you're getting, that every jeweler is getting a keystone. I think that that's not a true statement. But they are getting a large percentage. And on every investment, there's a premium.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you're going to buy that you're going to put money into as an investment, there's a premium. If you buy bitcoins with U.S. dollars, you're going to have to pay a percentage. If you buy gold or silver with U.S. dollars, you have to pay a percentage. If you buy stocks, bonds, whatever there is, somebody's getting a cut, getting a piece, getting a percentage on the top. Now, when that percentage is 65%, 75%, 125%, you've got a long way to go to get your money back. And if your jewelry has doubled in value to the point that you can actually get the same amount that you paid for it, the chances are good that the economy has actually, the value of dollars have diminished at such a rate that you're not getting them back anyway. I mean, you're still in the hole.
Yeah, and it's one thing to pay an 100% markup on a small item, but diamonds, everybody knows, are very expensive. So you're shelling out a whole lot of money for that.
Yeah. And I'm not dissing jewelry. I think that jewelry has a place in human society. Many people like to have this stuff. It's important to them. If you're getting use out of it, that's fine and dandy. I think you need to know the story behind diamonds before you go and get all excited about the purchase of one of these stones. These, compared to other stones out there, relatively common stone.
So among all the pretty shiny things out there, gold, silver, rubies, emeralds, why do Americans, and by the way, it's not just Americans, as we learned from the Atlantic piece many years ago, this is prevalent actually in Japan and in other cultures where originally people had no reason to give each other shiny rocks. It's just all been a brilliant marketing campaign. But why do Americans covet diamond engagement rings in the first place? According to Don Draper from Mad Men, the reason you haven't felt it is because it doesn't exist. What you call love was invented by guys like me to sell nylons. We like diamonds because Gerald M. Locke told us to. Until the mid-20th century, diamond engagement rings were a small and dying industry in America, nor had the concept really taken hold in Europe. Moreover, with Europe on the verge of war, it didn't seem like a promising place to invest. Not surprisingly, the American market for diamond engagement rings began to shrink during the Great Depression. Sales volume declined, and the buyers that remained purchased increasingly smaller stones. But the U.S. market for engagement rings was still 75% of De Beers' sales. If De Beers was going to grow, it had to reverse the trend. And so, in 1938, De Beers turned to Madison Avenue for help. They hired Gerald Locke and the N.W. Ayer Advertising Agency, who commissioned a study with some astute observations. Men were the key to the market. The study said, since young men buy over 90% of all engagement rings, it would be crucial to inculcate them in the idea that diamonds were a gift of love. The larger and finer the diamond, the greater the expression of love. Similarly,
I think that's a pretty accurate assessment of what goes on.
Similarly, young women had to be encouraged to view diamonds as an integral part of any romantic relationship. However, according to Business Insider, there was a dilemma. Many smart and prosperous women didn't want diamond engagement rings. They wanted to be different. The article continues here. So that the millions of brides and brides-to-be are subjected to at least two important pressures. This, again, the agencies, advertising agencies' observations, that work against the diamond engagement ring. Among the more prosperous, there's the sophisticated urge to be different as a means of being smart. The lower income groups would like to show more for the money than they can find in the diamond that they can afford.
So, would like to what more for the money?
To show more for the money than they can find in the diamond that they can afford.
So in other words, the diamond was expensive. They'd rather show them something else.
Have a house.
Yeah, you have all that money, and it makes sense. And this is really the way an intelligent and non-emotional person regarding diamonds would think about it today, right? Like, mm-hmm. a diamond is very expensive. It would be better if we put that towards a down payment on a house.
Yeah. Something you can live in.
Yes.
You can live in that diamond.
Yeah.
Locke needed to sell a product that people either didn't want or couldn't afford. His solution would haunt men for generations. He advised that De Beers market diamonds as a status symbol, saying, quote, "The substantial diamond gift can be made a more widely sought symbol of personal and family success, an expression of socioeconomic achievement," and also saying that promote the diamond as one's material object, which can reflect in a very personal way a man's success in life.
Now, this is where marketing takes an evil turn. There have been a lot of people who have said that, you know, marketing is really terrible, actually. And this is the kind of thing that they're talking about, where, you know, you basically have this agency being paid by an organization that has an almost monopoly on a product to, like, hey, can you just get this into people's head, market this into people's head to believe this, and so we can sell this product. And, you know, there's nothing, I guess, I don't know that that's wrong to do that, but it definitely doesn't seem like...
It's distasteful.
It is distasteful, because you're getting people to basically waste their money.
Right. Okay, so I'm in the advertising business, which is the ugly sister of the marketing business, and I sell ads for a living. The argument against what you're saying is, look, advertising is just communicating your message to another individual, and this is true. But to deny the power and, frankly, how the misuse of that power in the area of marketing and, you know, consequently advertising, because much marketing is done through advertising, is to just bury one's head in the sand. And I refuse to do it. I'm as skeptical of advertising as the next guy, even though I sell it for a living. Just the simple fact that somebody tells it to me over the radio doesn't mean that I believe it. And I hope that's not the case. You have to make your message has to be good when you're marketing your product. And if it's too good, oftentimes it can be used in situations like this.
The next time you look at a diamond, consider this. Nearly every American marriage begins with a diamond because of a bunch of rich white men in the 1940s that convinced everyone that its size determines your self-worth. They created this convention that unless a man purchases an intrinsically useless diamond, his life is a failure, while sitting in a room racking their brains on how to sell diamonds that no one wanted. With this insight, they began marketing diamonds as a symbol of status and love, movie idols.
This, by the way, was the very beginning of the heyday of Madison Avenue. You're talking about an industry that, you know, there's a reason that Bewitched uses advertising executives from the 60s. There's a reason the Mad Men is set in the 60s. There's a reason for that. It's because you had so few funnels of information,
right,
that, you know, people could be tricked. I don't think that the public's too savvy these days.
You got Google now. It makes it a lot easier to research things.
To be tricked in this way.
Yeah, I think en masse, it is much more difficult to trick the public.
But now, this is a foundational aspect to our lives.
Culture.
It's cultural. Get it, you know, buying a diamond for your loved one. As they've said, absolutely, it's true. I had friends who buy their wives new diamonds to show, hey, look,
I still love you.
Right, right. You know, it's a new, bigger diamond. And you're not buying their wife a diamond.
Well,
let's be serious. You know what it's about. You've got a trophy wife with a trophy rock on her finger.
We'll come back with more. 855-450-FREE. How did all this begin with this obsession that people have over diamonds? You can also share your experience if you've got one. Free Tough Line.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius.
sent his clever assistant, set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Five. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Five.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Whatever you would like at 855-453. Maybe you've got a diamond story you would like to relate to us. Did you get taken? How hard did you get? 855-453. Toll-free number. And you can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We have all kinds of features there. News updates. You can be clued in by Free Talk Live, by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and now Google Plus. We are now taking Google Plus a little bit more seriously since we got banned from Facebook for 24 hours recently. So you can go to news.freetalklive.com. Follow us via email, Twitter, Google, and Facebook. They're all there. You can link to all of those from news.freetalklive.com.
School Sucks Project is a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. You can go to schoolsucksproject.com and check out the Logic Saves Lives podcast series. Sharpen your debate skills and strengthen your intellectual self-defense. The series features Larkin Rose, James Corbett, Wes Bertrand, Derek J. Freeman, and many others at SchoolSucksProject.com.
Fine podcast. So, back to diamonds and the scam that they are. BusinessInsider.com with a detailed piece referencing some classic stuff like the old Atlantic stories on diamonds. Diamonds have always been a scam, and not too many people realize that. Some people find out the hard way, like when they go and try to actually sell a diamond, thinking that those things are actually going to hold value.
Actually, diamonds do have a great use in digging.
Cutting?
Cutting. They use them on tools for, like, digging in the ground and obviously for cutting things.
I imagine you'd pay a lot less for a cutting kind of diamond.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe you pay a whole lot
less. But it's not cheap.
So we're talking about how it got started, how this obsession that people have over diamonds, it was all marketing, and it all had to do with one company run by Gerald N. Lauck. And they were hired by De Beers in 1938 to reposition their product. And with this insight that they had, they began marketing diamonds as a symbol of status and love. Movie idols, the paragons of romance for the mass audience, would be given diamonds to use as their symbols of indestructible love. In addition, the agency suggested offering stories and society photographs to selected magazines and newspapers, which would reinforce the link between diamonds and romance. Stories would stress the size of diamonds that celebrities presented to their loved ones, and photographs would conspicuously show the glittering stone on the hand of a well-known woman.
Still do this. I mean, this is done all the time. I've walked in. My wife's watching these channels. I don't know why she does it. This woman seems to be the least concerned about fashion ever, but she watches these shows, and I don't get it. But whatever. They're always talking about the size of the diamonds or the types of dresses and, you know, who wore it better. Really? Are you kidding me?
People love to look at people, okay? This is why, you know, people go to events, is to look at people, whether it's for music or a play or whatever it is. People enjoy it. And so when you're looking at people, people have accoutrements, and accoutrements are fun, and people like to talk about them and look at them. And so it's a very easy thing, I think, for many people to fall into, to talk about those things.
And if it worked back then, it probably still works just as well today. Fashion designers would talk on radio programs back then about the trend toward diamonds that Ayer, the marketer, planned to start. The Ayer plan also envisioned using the British royal family to help foster the romantic allure of diamonds.
Anglophiles were very big in the early part of the century. If you could imagine for a second how, you know, the United States, where many successful people were making a lot of money, the one thing you couldn't buy was a title. You could never be a baron or a duke or a prince or a princess or any of these things. You couldn't buy that. And they could make these, you know, palatial places to live that were as good as any castle. You couldn't be a baron. So this was kind of the unachievable thing.
Let's go to Helen. She's in Ithaca listening to WNYY. Hey, Helen.
Lady Helen.
Hi there. Oh, I'm a lady? I've been promoted. Thank you. Okay.
There you go. Something you can't buy.
Can I be duchess or something?
There you go. See?
But I just heard this wacky thing. It was on the radio, and I don't know if I heard it on NPR or if I heard it on a progressive talk show thing here at 1470 AM. But this woman who was about to give birth to their child, I think this happened in California. You can fact check this thing for me. This story is ridiculous. I can't understand it. But so she, for some reason, she took off her wedding ring and she stuck it into this little jewelry box. And her, while she's going to give birth to their fifth child, her husband is conducting a garage sale. I don't know why he's not with her, you know. So anyhow, he sold the jewelry box for $10. And his ring is supposed to, it's like worth $25,000 or
$35,000. Yeah. Yeah, it says $23,000 is what it says.
Wow.
Yeah,
she was on the air pleading to have it back, and she's offering a reward. I don't know if she's going to get it back. But it
is good luck, lady.
It is a strange set of circumstances, somebody taking off their engagement ring, you know, putting it in a little jewelry box.
Yeah, she was having surgery or something, and she didn't want to have a ring. I don't know, but
interesting story. Helen, what do you think about the idea of diamonds being so prevalent and popular?
Oh, I think I diamonds make me sick because of, like, what happens in, like, South Africa and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they're people being exploited with that.
For sure. Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
I used to be the person that looked at diamonds from an economic standpoint and just felt like they're a big scam and they're dumb and things like that. I moved to the person that's like, really? You're going to buy that thing when you have a clue as to what it, what people have, you know, the, how they've been enslaved for it, killed for it?
I don't know if most people have a clue about that, do they?
Blood Diamonds is a pretty popular movie. Just go ahead and take a look.
I never heard of it.
No.
So
Leonardo DiCaprio, heard of him?
Yeah, I heard of that guy.
Okay, good.
Even the royal family was in on this hoax. The campaign paid immediate dividends, and within 3 years, despite the Great Depression, diamond sales in the U.S. increased 55%. 20 years later, an entire generation believed that an expensive diamond ring was necessary, a necessary step in the marriage process.
Well, and, you know, 25 years later, I don't know what they believed, but I can tell you today, you know, in my whole life, I never imagined for a second that you didn't. I guess you would have, I could have deconstructed it at some point and said, huh, I wonder when they started giving diamond rings for engagements. It probably, they couldn't have been doing that 25,000 years ago. Had to have been relatively recently, I wonder. But I would have thought that it was just, you know, something that one did. But
I think there's a lot of peer pressure from family, like family pressure for people to do this, right? So it's not just maybe, so if you're the guy and you're supposed to buy the ring, maybe the pressure isn't even from your family, maybe it's from her family. And so in that situation, a guy might feel pressured into buying this because he says, well, geez, I don't want her family to dislike me and, you know, whatever the thoughts are that
or
go
the friends,
into that.
I've got to say that sure. My experience was it was the friends is, you know, like we have to show off the
yep.
ring and
oh,
how big is it
ring.
And, you know, yeah. like, you know, they have very subtle ways of finding out size and, oh, did you do the four C's and, you know, the whole thing. Like it's amazing. It's the sort of the fawning that goes over this. Little rock.
The De Beers marketing machine continued to churn out the hits. They circulated marketing materials suggesting, apropos of nothing, that a man should spend 1 month's salary on a diamond ring. It worked so well that De Beers arbitrarily decided to increase the suggestion to 2 months' salary. That's why you think that you need to spend 2 months' salary on a ring, because the suppliers of the product said so. Today, over 80%, this was written in 2013, this is a new article, over 80% of women in the U.S. receive diamond rings. When they get engaged, the domination is complete.
Yeah.
More coming up in moments about the scam that is diamonds, and you can share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan. For your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free numbers, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Are you somebody who actually believes that a diamond, the size of the diamond, the cost of the diamond, the ring, is equivalent to the amount that the individual who has purchased it for you loves you? I mean, really? Are you really? Do those people exist? They must.
They do.
Because according to this story at BusinessInsider.com, 80% today, over 80% of women in the U.S. receive diamond rings when they get engaged. So we're talking about how that came about, how De Beers basically did a brilliant job of manipulating the marketplace through persuasive advertising and product placement to think that diamonds are necessary to express love. We'll continue the story.
FreedomsPhoenix.com is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. You can go over there and find all kinds of liberty-oriented news items. It's one of the places that I go to do my show prep. Here's just a few from the top. The rest of the world is absolutely disgusted by our Big Brother spying methods. And CNN needs to improve its dreadful ratings before it can think about luring youthful advertisers. DHS-funded exercise portrays free American citizens as a terrorist cell. And many other news items at Freedoms, with an S, Phoenix.com.
Yeah, we'll be seeing Ernie, Ernest Hancock, very soon from Freedoms Phoenix. He's, I believe, going to be hitting the road soon to come up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which will be starting up on Monday. We're going to get there early, starting on Sunday, so we'll look forward to seeing you there. And we're talking about diamonds. BusinessInsider.com has the story. And we talked about the advertising aspect of it and how they created this brilliant advertising campaign with product placement to really push the idea of diamonds. Created this out of thin air, created the idea that you should spend 2 months' worth of salary. Well, actually, they started with 1 month and they upped it to two later. And, well, what, you might ask, could top institutionalizing demand for a useless product out of thin air? Well, that would be monopolizing the supply of diamonds for over a century to make that useless product extremely expensive. You see, diamonds aren't really even that rare. Before 1870, diamonds were very rare. They typically ended up in a Maharaja's crown or royal necklace. In 1870, enormous deposits of diamonds were discovered in Kimberley, South Africa. And as diamonds flooded the market, the financiers of the mines realized that they were making their own investments worthless. As they mined more and more diamonds, they became less scarce. and their price dropped. The diamond market may have bottomed out were it not for an enterprising individual by the name of Cecil Rhodes. He began buying up mines in order to control the output and keep the price of diamonds high. By 1888, Rhodes controlled the entire South African diamond supply, and in turn, essentially the entire world supply. One of the companies he acquired was eponymously named after its founders, the De Beers brothers. Building a diamond monopoly isn't easy work. It requires a balance of ruthlessly punishing and cooperating with competitors, as well as a very long-term view. For example, in 1902, prospectors discovered a massive mine in South Africa that contained as many diamonds as all of De Beers mines combined.
Wow.
The owners initially refused to join the De Beers cartel, joining 3 years later after new owner Ernest Oppenheimer recognized that a competitive market for diamonds would be disastrous for the industry. He said, or at the time, common sense tells us that the only way to increase the value of diamonds is to make them scarce, that is, to reduce production. So, at first, he was balking at the idea of joining the cartel, and then he figured out that it'd be worth his while
to do
so.
Well, you only have two, right? You only have two players in the marketplace. Is they like, hey, we could compete with each other, and our prices are just going to keep dropping. Or we could just be buddy-buddy and keep the prices high.
And usually...
Why don't you and I get together?
That's right.
Well, right.
Let's have a partnership.
And it's impossible to bust that cartel unless all of a sudden another diamond mine is found somewhere. So like in the case of various other products where companies might try to cartelize, they can be broken up by the fact that another competitor can enter the marketplace. But if your cartel controls all the source of the product, then there is nobody that can compete with you.
It's hard to get real excited about a market where you don't need the product, though. I mean, it has no use.
Here's how De Beers has controlled the diamond supply chain for most of the last century. They own most of the diamond mines, and for the mines they don't own, they've historically bought out all of those diamonds, intimidating or co-opting any that think of resisting the monopoly.
The intimidation is real, too.
They then transfer all the diamonds over to the central selling organization, CSO, which they own. CSO sorts through the diamonds, puts them in boxes, and presents them to the 250 partners that they sell to. The price of the diamonds and quantity of diamonds are non-negotiable. It's take it or leave it. Refuse your boxes, and you're out of the diamond industry.
Wow.
For most of the 20th century, the system has controlled 90% of the diamond trade and has been solely responsible for the inflated price of diamonds. However, as Oppenheimer took over leadership at De Beers, he keenly assessed the primary operational risk that the company faced. He says, our only risk is the sudden discovery of new mines, which human nature will work recklessly to the detriment of us all. Because diamonds are valuable, there will always be the risk of entrepreneurs finding new sources of diamonds. Although controlling the discoveries of new mines often actually meant working with communists, in 1957 the Soviet Union discovered a massive deposit of diamonds in Siberia. Though the diamonds were a bit on the smallish side, De Beers still had to swoop in and buy all of them from the Soviets, lest they risk the supply being unleashed on the world market. Later, in Australia, a large supply of colored diamonds was discovered, and when the mine refused to join the syndicate, De Beers retaliated by unloading massive amounts of colored diamonds that were similar to the Australian ones to drive down their price. So they were holding.
Oh, yeah.
They were holding all these diamonds.
Yeah, they were just holding.
Waiting. They said, oh, well, if you don't want to sell them to us, what we'll do is we'll actually devalue all your diamonds.
They've got tons of diamonds that have been sitting in vaults for over 100 years. That's how they control the market.
Similarly, in the 70s, some Israeli members of that CSO started stockpiling the diamonds they were allocated rather than reselling them. This made it difficult for De Beers to control the market price and would eventually cause a deflation in diamond prices when the hoarders released their stockpile. Eventually, these offending members were banned from the CSO, essentially shutting them out from the diamond business. In 2000, De Beers announced that they were relinquishing their monopoly on the diamond business. They even settled a U.S. antitrust lawsuit relating to price-fixing industrial diamonds to the tune of $10 million. How generous. What is that, the price of one investment banker's engagement ring? Today, De Beers' hold on the industry supply chain is less strong, and yet price continues to rise as new deposits haven't been found recently, and demand for diamonds is increasing in India and China. And for now, it's less necessary that the company monopolize the supply chain because its lie that a diamond is a proxy for a man's worth in life has infected the rest of the world.
And if you think about it, anybody that wants to get into the, or anybody that is in this industry, is beneficial for them if the price of diamonds remains high. I mean, this is their living. So the people that are in the industry, they're not looking to, shake the boat or anything. They want to keep the prices high as much as De Beers does.
We covet diamonds in America for a simple reason. The company that stands to profit from diamond sales decided we should. De Beers' marketing campaign single-handedly made diamond rings the measure of one's success in America. And despite its complete lack of inherent value, the company managed, although you made a good point, they can cut things with them. So there's some value. There is some
little value
in diamonds.
I believe they can actually manufacture those diamonds, though.
Yep, that's true.
I've never found them to be as attractive as
other
precious stones.
Look like glass.
It's a big wide world out there. And if you're going to buy an engagement ring, I say consider cubic zirconia. B, I would say, why go with a diamond? How passe is that? Go with some other stone that's, just stones are much more attractive. You can get a bigger one.
We live in New Hampshire. I got you this granite.
Shines up real nice, honey.
And so despite its lack of inherent value, the company manufactured an image of diamonds as a status symbol. And to keep the price of diamonds high, despite the abundance of new diamond finds, De Beers executed the most effective monopoly, or near monopoly, of the 20th century. Okay, we get it, De Beers. You guys are really good at business. The purpose of this post was to point out that diamond engagement rings are a lie. They're an invention of Madison Avenue and De Beers, and this post has completely glossed over the sheer amount of human suffering that has been caused by believing this lie. Conflict, diamond funding wars, supporting apartheid for decades with our money, and pillaging the earth to find shiny carbon. And while we're on the subject, why is it that women need to be asked and presented with a ring in order to get married? Why can't they ask and do the presenting?
Well, I think that's, whatever. There's societal reasons why that goes on.
My friends did that, actually. My friend Molly.
They reversed it.
She proposed to her to-be husband, Mark, with a ring.
That's pretty cool. All right, more coming up here. Your story, welcome. Also, the cop that has shot kittens. We'll tell you more about him in moments. You can take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Come on.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Milestop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Milestop's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow
cotton, weave fabric, and grave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features waiting for you on the site. We got a lot of stuff there, including our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact, and you can do it all for free at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Well, we spent the last several segments telling you how these ornamentations aren't worth anything, but if you want some gold and silver, on the other hand, this is not diamonds, it's gold and silver. If you want it, go to gold.freetalklive.com. People are buying gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency. You may have your own reasons. I like to have some silver on hand just to maybe do some business with it. People would
you
prefer.
Could, if you're coming to Porkfest, a lot of businesses there, a lot of the people selling products and services at Porkfest will accept silver.
Absolutely.
Although probably a lot more are going to be accepting Bitcoin this year. But silver and gold are still good long-term, I think, investments. I'm not an investment advisor, but it's something that I put a little bit of my money into, and I'm glad that I did, because if it's in silver and gold, I feel like it's not as subject to the whims of the government and their printing press.
Sure, especially when you see all these other countries where their currencies just drop. You know, they just take a skydive down, and that's typically not going to happen with gold and silver.
So. Plus, silver's down, too. It was in the 30 range, and now it's like at $21.
But what's interesting is the price that you'll see on the market price, the spot price, does not reflect the real-world price. So if you try to buy silver, you can't buy it for close to that. It's the markup is $5 or more per ounce on silver. And so
still, it's down. Might be a good time to buy.
Yeah, I think it's quite possible it's a good time.
And so you can go to silver.freetalklive.com, or you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. Takes you to the same page, which is Midas Resources, and they will hook you up. Great stuff. I bought from there, and will do so again. 855-450-FREE. You still can call about any kind of diamond experience that you want to share with us, but we also have the story from RT, RT.com, about the kittens. And when I saw the headline on this one, it was hard to even believe this one. It really was hard to I've seen a lot of bad cop stories. I've seen a lot of violent cop stories. We've seen a lot of that over the decade that we've been doing the show here at Free Talk Live. But I can't say I ever recall seeing one quite like this. According to RT, an Ohio policeman shot to death a litter of kittens on Wednesday, telling a group of screaming children that the animals would be going to kitty heaven. But instead of firing the officer, the local police department cleared him of any wrongdoing.
Yeah, you know, it's bad enough the guy shoots a litter of kittens, but in front of children?
Yeah. It's in a neighborhood, man.
Is anyone thinking about hearing protection here? I mean, being around when handguns are going off, this officer just, I mean, this is his best solution to this problem.
What's the problem? There's some kittens?
Whatever his problem is, clearly the man had a problem. If only his problem is mental illness, I don't know what it is. Well, he could have killed the kittens by snapping their necks. I mean, what? Bang, 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 bang. I mean, killing kittens it's not a revolver, but his weapon?
Humane Officer Barry Accorti was responding to a report of a litter of feral cats that were located in the woodpile of a home in North Ridgeville in June. The resident who made the call said the cats were bringing fleas to the home and leaving dead wildlife in her backyard. 20 minutes after the call was made, the officer arrived at the scene. After spotting the five kittens, he told the resident's distressed children that the cats would be going to heaven. Shortly thereafter, he took a gun from his vehicle and shot the animals to death. So this wasn't just some average cop. This was the guy whose job it is. This is the animal control officer. They call him the humane officer.
Yeah, anything but humane.
He informed the resident that shelters were full and that these cats would be going to kitty heaven, according to the Ohio SPCA director. She told the Cleveland Sun News, quote, she assumed he would be trapping them or something and taking them to a shelter, and then they would be humanely euthanized. Because there's a process for that they've developed. If they were not adopted.
I mean, if they were kittens, you know, you can find a home for kittens.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Now, they are feral cats. Yeah, but feral kittens, it's not too difficult to, to get them, to tame them when they're kittens.
Right. A lot of times the cats you'll get at the Humane Society have problems. There's a reason often a full-grown cat is at a Humane Society. Sure. We got one from the Humane Society. He's a beautiful animal, but he's got problems. And, it's in his case, it's a digestion issues, and we spent a lot of money trying to fix the problems this cat has. Well, but a kitten's not likely to have those problems.
You know, and this is the government solution. Send out a guy with a gun and shoot a box of kittens, right? A friend of mine who does not work for the government, she volunteers her time for a group that's called START, and they actually find these wild cats, and they will actually put out traps and capture the grown cats. They'll have them spayed and neutered, and if they're adults, they might just re-release them.
Right.
But if they can catch the kittens, then they can get them fixed, but then they can spay and neuter them, and then they can find homes for them.
Sure.
And that's what people who care do, and they're doing that for nothing. Whereas the government, they just send the gun out.
Yeah, this guy got a paycheck to murder these kittens.
And apparently some kind of commendation.
Yeah. Initially, the woman who made the call assumed the gun was a tranquilizer, but to her surprise, the 8 to 10 week old kittens were shot dead just 15 feet from the back door of her house.
Right, because they have some kind of tranquilizer gun kittens.
Well, I mean, it's a reasonable presumption to make.
People have watched too much Mutual Omaha, I'm sorry.
This guy's got he's got one of those animal control vans probably, so who knows what kind of tools they have back there. But anyway, she was
apparently
very distraught
shotguns.
When this happened, Langdon said. He started shooting them right in front of her, and her children were upstairs in view of the windows. They started screaming and crying because they heard gunshots.
Of course
they started screaming, Mommy, he's killing the kittens!
Oh, man.
The homeowner's four children are all between the ages of 5 months and 7 years.
Oh, man.
Langdon told the son, it's not funny.
This is
horrifying.
Funny, crazy.
This is horrible. Langdon told the Sun News that the incident is heartbreaking and inexcusable, except the officer's behavior was excused, and that a humane officer should never resort to using a weapon unless the animal's in severe pain or attacking the officer. Langdon said that the...
Now, that makes a heck of a lot more sense. I mean, if you've got a horse with a broken leg or something... Yeah, I get it.
But if it's your job to be the humane officer and you're not supposed to go out and shoot a bunch of kittens with your gun, then wouldn't that be a good reason to fire the guy?
Apparently,
at least?
He's completely allowed to go out and shoot kittens because, as was pointed out here, the police department's cleared him. Cordy should be fired, said Langdon, and charged with animal cruelty. But instead, Police Chief Mike Freeman cleared the officer of any wrongdoings and concluded his actions were appropriate, writing in a press release as follows, quote, after visiting the scene, talking with the responding officer, and re-interviewing the complainant, I have decided his actions were appropriate and have decided to not impose any disciplinary measures for the incident. Freeman wrote in a press release describing the cats as having been euthanized. He also stated
that
research in animal organizations perceive shooting as a humane form of euthanasia. But Landon still believes the officer should be prosecuted, saying that the sick kittens were just sitting there. They didn't have to die, she said. They were only 10 months old at most, and they still could have been socialized.
10 months? Man, that's practically a full-grown cat. Okay, so if he has the animals there where he could just, you know, get a bead on them and shoot one after another after another after mm-hmm. another, this makes no sense. This is the worst kind of PR failure. I mean, these kids are going to be scarred over the process.
Right, even if it is acceptable, according to the police's claim, even if it's acceptable to euthanize an animal with a gunshot,
mm-hmm.
you don't do it in front of the children.
Yes.
I mean, that's hello.
Right, I mean, it's really just appalling. I mean, the fact that this guy gets to keep his job, it's just that just says like this is acceptable.
Well, and it just also says they don't care about PR. Yeah, sure, they blew the PR on.
Doesn't
this,
matter.
What does it matter when they can force you to pay for them?
Right.
Also,
nobody's hiring them.
Guns, you know, have there's ricochets, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is not a good idea.
He's shooting 15 feet away from the door.
It's a bad idea from that standpoint. I would concur that, using a gun on an animal is likely a humane fashion of killing them. I hope they're certainly more humane, in my opinion. But I don't know what the condition of the shelter was. I wouldn't propose to know.
They were in a wood pile.
No, the animal shelter.
Oh, the animal shelter.
They said it was full. But, you know,
that's what the cops said.
Right.
Let's go to Dave in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave, real quick.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you guys what you consider to be an acceptable markup for gold or silver. Would it be like 25% over spot or what?
I have no idea. I would say whatever you can get for it.
10% is about what one would expect.
Except now, silver is you're going to pay like $5 over spot, so that, you know, you're talking that's 20%.
That's 25%, yeah.
Well, at 21.85, I think it closed last night. So
yep.
My figure, that'd be 27 and change to be the top end at 25%.
I would say whatever you can get for it is the acceptable markup, and you don't know what that is until you talk to potential buyers. We're out of here. See you tomorrow. Free Talk Live.
Bye.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Online Bitcoin Poker at SealedWithClubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous account, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at SealedWithClubs.eu. Great player rewards, pre-rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at SealedWithClubs.eu. No seals or hearts in the making of this advertisement.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.